What do you do with a car not worth fixing, or a broken range, or an outdated wood stove? If you're responsible, you take it to the landfill if there is one. If you're not, you leave it on the street or push it into a ditch or a pit, or in cave country, even a sinkhole. Wherever it ends up, someone needs to deal with it.
In Kluwak, we actually have about a 10-year stockpile of scrap metal that we haven't gotten rid of.
Leslie Isaacs is the city administrator for the Southern Southeast community on Prince of Wales Island. Is it mostly junk cars or all sorts of stuff?
There's a classification of white metal, which is like your appliances, and then there's junk vehicles, and then just ferrous and non-ferrous metals are the other two major categories.
The same is true in Thorn Bay, about 30 miles to the northeast. City Administrator Wayne Brenner told a recent Southeast Conference meeting that sometimes folks leave more than metal.
A lot of people, when they do move out, they'll bring a freezer out to the solid waste sites, a lot of times still full of frozen fish.
The Southeast Alaska Regional Solid Waste Authority is taking on the problem. It's a coalition of regional governments that already set up a group discount for barging garbage south to a Washington landfill. Now, the authority is negotiating with Waste Management, a large trash hauling company that already operates in Alaska. The plan is to send a barge to collect the scrap metal, then take it south to be recycled. The authority, which is affiliated with the Southeast Conference, thought it had an agreement with another company about 2 years ago. Petersburg Public Works Director Carl Hagerman says it didn't work out because the value of scrap metal dropped by more than half.
But now that we're seeing that price rising, the feasibility of a scrap metal trip for our communities is there again.
It won't happen immediately, but Hagerman says the communities want to be ready to respond quickly.
When the price starts to plateau, that's the time when we really look seriously at doing it to know if there is going to be a cost or even a payment to the communities.
The Solid Waste Authority will set a basic price for the service. Thorn Bay's Brenner says each city will then have to negotiate supplemental contracts.
Every community has a little bit different setup. They have a little bit different process in shipping. And some of us that are closer to the markets hopefully get a little better break than the ones further away.
Petersburg Wrangell and the Prince of Wales Island communities of Craig, Kluwak, Thorn Bay, Kasan, Heidelberg, and Kaufman Cove are involved. Kluwak's Isaacs says the group effort can make it work.
You know, if you can take the barge and make a complete circle through southeast and stopping at every community, is there enough metal there to make it worth your while? And getting to Petersburg, getting to Kluwak, and sharing some of those fixed costs of the running the barge and the equipment, it'd make it a much more cost-effective procedure.
No one's really sure how much metal needs to be moved, but the best guess so far is about 3,000 tons. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.